local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Is this your presence that I feel?
For joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station where a frog just jumped in my throat. Isn't that nice? That's kind of nice. As talking, a frog just jumped in there. It's like, I don't know. All I can feel is ribbit. All right, so let's take care of family business. Today will be the last Tuesday before the show is off the air, for those that are unaware. I was shocked, actually, to find out there were several people that contacted me today saying, I didn't know you were going off the air. Like, have you not listened for a month? That would be my answer. Let's cover a couple things. This segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasool. Our man, Sam. ThinkSam.com. If you are considering buying real estate, maybe as an investment, get in touch with Sam. If you're thinking about downsizing, get in touch with Sam. If you're thinking about going from point A to point B, whether you're going to get into a house from renting or out of a house into renting, get in touch with Sam. It's not going to matter. He'll help you one way or another. As you, many of you know, he is a true brother in the Lord. Born Muslim, became a Christian. That's why when him and I get together, you got a Palestinian Christian and a Jewish Christian hanging out, having fellowship. Very cool stuff. Let's just say this. If you want to reach him, you want to get to thinksam.com. Best place to do it. Thinksam.com. So real estate, Think Sam. Real estate, Think Sam. Real estate, Think Sam. His number, 858-7801-SAM. 858-7801-SAM. And if it's not for you, maybe it's for somebody else. I don't know. Maybe it's for Uncle Ernie. Could be. We've already talked about Aunt Gertrude. Maybe it is for your cousin Callie. Maybe it's for Uncle Udall. I don't know. Well, we say, for you to get them over there, send them to Sam. That's what we say. Send them to Sam. That's what we say. Thank you very much. That's our good man, Sam. Hey, a good man, Sam. I like that, too. All right, let's touch base with what's bugging me. Brought to you by E. coli Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. E. coli Termite. .com 800-332-BUGS 800-332-BUGS. Okay. Man, it's like a robo. It's like a robo bug. All right, let's talk about what's bugging me. I'm not going to share this in too much depth. Okay. Here's the deal. The deal is when you are over 40, you have this thing that you come into called reading glasses. Okay? Now you can, I didn't need reading glasses. In fact, I actually had an in-law, listen to this, an in-law say to her spouse, I don't use reading glasses. And then the spouse goes, well, what are those things you put on your head every time you're reading a menu? I thought that was funny. Here is what you got. I have reading glasses all over the house, all over my car, all over my office. Agent Squires, you are a man of wisdom. I'm going to guess you understand this fully. Do you know what level of reading glasses my reading glasses are? Do you have any idea what magnification? You want to hear the funniest thing? Neither do I. They are somewhere between one and three. There's one. There's 125. There's 150. There's 175. There's two. There's 225. There's 250, 275, and three. And they're scattered all over. You know what that makes for? Something that's bugging me. That's what that makes for. Thank you very much. Okay. There you go. All right. Let's get ready. Gratefully yours. Many people know that the Lord gave a model, not an exact verbatim, but a model for for prayer. Do you know he gave a model? I want to make sure you didn't hear that word that I'm using. A model for prayer. What did I say? A model. What a model. What a model. What is that in? Matthew chapter 6. When the Lord says, pray in this manner. See that? That's the key word, manner. So in that model, he says, our Father who art thou in heaven, or the NIV, our Father who is in heaven, although I like who art thou, that's better. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Jesus teaching us to pray starts off in what manner? What manner does he teach us to address God? Oh, by the way, God is not a woman. Or Jesus would have said, our neutral gender deity up in the sky. Or our ma'am up in the sky. Nope. Our mom up in the sky. Nope. Our Father. You think, well, God's not actually a guy. You know, he's more like unisexed. He wants you to refer to him as a he. You don't like it? Tell him yourself. Okay? I mean, come on. What are you, 12? Well, actually, that's not fair to say. What are you, 6? Hey, that's better. So we're supposed to pray, our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Dave, did you take your pills today? Yes. My Goss pills. Here is what you have going on. The first thing that we're supposed to be doing in addressing God is thanking him. Why? Well, wait, here's the biggest one. Ready? You exist. Let's just start with this one. You know, he didn't have to make it so you exist. You don't have to continue to exist. He can make it so that you no longer exist. I'm thinking perhaps opening up this engagement with God, starting with a thank you. Thank you very much. It's a good idea. Right? Pray in this way, our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Honor, glory, praise, recognition to where recognition is due. Romans chapter 1, verse 8. Paul said, I was just reading this morning in my devotions. First, I thank my God. What did you do first, Paul? I thank my God. I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you because of the news of your faith is being reported all over the world. The gospel is being spread. We're doing this together. He loves it. First thing he's doing, thanking God. Hey, here's a great concept that I need to walk in. I think that you and I can walk in together. Let's not tell God everything that we need and then at the very end drop the, oh yeah, by the way, thank you so much. Maybe we could be a little more proactive in the thank yous. Maybe we can be a little more grateful in the speech. It is semi-unfortunate for too many of us that Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Well, what does that mean? That means that what's in your heart comes out of your mouth. So if out of your mouth you come before the Lord and there's not a lot of praise, you're not a very praiseful person. That's your heart. Well, we probably should be. We probably should be a people that are operating greater praise. Now, everybody knows the opposite of Thanksgiving is complaining. I'm not even talking about that. I'll talk about that in the next segment. But the truth of the matter is that we come before the Lord. We mentioned this yesterday. There's a laundry list. There's some kind of review. There's some kind of informational data output that we think we got to give God. But we don't spend a lot of time just saying thank you. We don't get in there and go, you know that situation? Thank you. We get in there and go, why isn't this fixed? We're like the bad general manager. Why don't we have this done? We're like the bad, you know, bad president. Why isn't this taken care of? Like we were doing this to the Lord. Remember, every step you take, every step, every thought, every moment he has in the palm of his hand. So maybe we should just like start this whole thing off by going, thanks. Thank you. I just want to say thank you. I just called to say thank you. Thank you for all you do and all you're doing. Thank you for all your grace, all your mercy, all your love, all your kindness. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm sorry for complaining. I'm dumb. I think we should just be more thankful. Father who art thou in heaven, hallowed be thy name. When we come back, we're going to look at that. And then that little place we step sometimes that we're not supposed to, called the slip of the lip. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Every time you say you love me, it truly is another star.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, it's Hugh Hewitt for Sierra Pacific, 888-1172, with a special message for our veterans and our service members here in the Southern California area. You know that my friends Todd and Andrew and all the folks at Sierra Pacific, I know them very well, I work with them, but they have a heart for veterans and for the military. They've lived in our community for so long. They know all of our Navy, our Marine, our Army, and our Air Force people all throughout the region. If you're getting ready to get a home, remember, there's no money down required with a VA loan, 100% financed. You can also refinance your current VA loan into another VA loan to either lower monthly payments or cash out up to 100% of the value of your home to pay off other debt or for other purposes. But you got to start with a call to 888-1172 or go to the Sierra Pacific banner on am1170theanswer.com. They are my friends. I've known them for decades. You can trust Andrew and Todd. If you're a vet, you can trust them completely. 888-1172 or am1170theanswer.com.
Sierra Pacific Mortgage Company, NMLS ID 1788, Equal Housing Lender.
HelpWantedSanDiego.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, why have you been shredding for hours?
The boss said we should cut costs, Mr. Employee of the Month.
How does this cut costs?
These are the expense reports for the whole year.
You shredded them all?
Thanks to me, our expenses this year are zero.
If you don't mind hiring Daves, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work. HelpWantedSanDiego.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, are you stealing from the vending machine?
No, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Well, your desk is littered with, like, hundreds of snacks.
I merely exposed a loophole by reaching my arm through the flap thingy. Does that sound like stealing to you?
Yes.
Granola bar?
If you don't mind hiring Daves, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Some people want to know if it's weird, you know, you go through this process where you've been somewhere for 5 years, and it's not that that's a super long time. Listen, people go in the same profession, same company for 20, 25, 30, 35, 40 years, even 50 years. So it's not like it's, you know, long. It's just, you know, a decent amount of time in life. And so is it like weird to kind of go through the process? I don't think going to work where you've been working for a while and then you're planning on exiting, I don't think that's weird. I think life is weird. I think everything in life is weird. There's nothing normal. There is no one normal. And the only one that's relatively normal is the Lord, in the sense that he's the only one that knows what normal is. The rest of us, I don't think we have a chance. That's just my opinion. But everybody has been superb and great and kind and gracious. And it's been going fantastic. And we're just working very hard. And I just want to give big props to my best friend in the whole world, my wonderful wife, who has been working, I mean, tirelessly to get the house prepped, to get everything done. She's just been doing much more than I've been doing. And I thought, you know, I probably should feel guilty about this, but I don't. Okay. There you go. I'm just telling you. I probably should. I just don't. Let's recognize who's sponsoring this segment. Our good friend, Steve Wheeler going to be on the show tomorrow. Him and Adam Hamill are going to be on the show. Steve will be on, then Adam will be on. Steve is the director of Whitefields Ministries. Him and his wonderful wife, Coral, working very hard to take the gospel all over the world, helping rural pastors educationally, financially, and inspirationally, helping different villages have clean drinking water. And you as an audience have saved multiple lives through this ministry just in helping to create a roof that captures water, and then the water goes through this filter system, and an entire village, they get to drink clean drinking water from people they don't even know in a city called San Diego. They have no idea what it's like, but the reality is that you guys and your contributions are helping have helped save lives. And that's it. That's the truth. It doesn't change. That's what it is. Whitefields.org is their website. Whitefields.org, coming out of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 35. Look at the fields. They're white. Whitefields.org, 760-846-8610. The reason the fields were white is because all the people who were coming to listen to Jesus all wore white hats. You just don't understand. It's just a very interesting tradition. You got to hear the story. Go to David Spoon. By the way, we've moved the podcasts so that they are still in the same place, but because I won't be staying with the station, they're probably not going to continue to host them at the station, so you can always go to davidspoon.com, and all the podcasts will be there. Everyone from every show that's not an appeal or a repeat. Okay? Okay. So if you're ever looking for it, it's there. Just go to davidspoon.com. Top line podcast. Boom. All right, let's get into our next Seg-a-Rooney. Not that segments should be called Seg-a-Rooney, but Slip of the Lip is this one. This is what this one is called, and there's a particular reason why. Let's understand this. We do understand that Thanksgiving is how we should approach the Lord. Not that's how we do approach the Lord, but we should approach the Lord that way. We should be grateful. We should come in and give thanks. Watch this. And be thankful, which are not the same things. To give thanks is to open your mouth and utter that. To be thankful comes from within your heart. And if you are thankful, then you will utter thanksgiving or thanks to the Lord. Okay? So we know we're supposed to function that way. Unfortunately, too often, too many of us have a little bit more of the children of Israel in the desert thing going on than having the right overall spirit or attitude going on. Now, this is not, I don't think, and I should be careful how I say this, I don't think that's because that we want to be an ungrateful people, but I think what takes place for us is we go through something, we freak out about it, the Lord gets us through it, right? We get through it, and then we take like a little bit of a sigh, and then before we look at that and really give honor and praise, we start looking at the next thing that can be a disaster and start dealing with that so quickly that we don't take time for reflection that the Lord has already saved us or delivered us. I think that's genuine. I think it's a mistake. I think it's dangerous for us. I think it's a way that we live in fear. I think it's really the wrong spirit, but I think it's what we do. And in doing that, then we get into our circumstance and we complain about it because we haven't taken enough time to recognize what it is that God has done, because we are already focused on what next needs to be done. And you know that will never stop until you're with the Lord if you function in that way. In other words, you'll always be looking for the next thing to take care of. It'll never change. And therefore, if you are always looking for that next thing to take care of, you'll have very little time to be reflective and appreciative and thankful. You'll always function in a fear and in a worry. And when we function in fear and in worry, when we're concerned, fearful for the future, what do we do when we talk to the Lord? We talk to him in those terms and we complain more. We express our frustration more. It's one thing to be honest with the Lord. It's another thing to be a constant nag. You know what a nag is? You're thinking, and most people right now are thinking, oh, maybe this person or this person. It's just a continual drip, 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 drip of a lot of Eeyore speak. It's terrible. And the Lord says in Malachi 2:17, you have wearied me with your words. There's this point where God gets a little bit tired of you and I going, and what have you done for me lately? And lately, and lately, and lately, and lately, and lately, and lately. And what about tomorrow? And what about next week? And lately. And the Lord doesn't appreciate not being appreciated any more than you and I do. I mean, we have this need to be appreciated. And God doesn't have that need, but he does deserve that respect. So Ephesians 5:18-20 says this, for those of you that are trying to figure out, well, gosh, I wonder if I'm ever filled with the Spirit. Well, this will tell you right here. Be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart. Give thanks always and for everything. Wait, what? Give thanks always and for everything. How you doing on that? I'm doing terrible. I'm not doing very good there. Give thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm giving thanks rarely and only in a few things. But if I was filled with the Spirit, I would be a person that has melody in my heart with the Lord. I'd be rejoicing. It makes a lot more sense to rejoice always when you have melody in your heart, when you have a song in your heart. And I would be giving God thanks for everything because he's God. And in my life, he's earned it. And I'm going to go out on a limb right here and say, in your life, he's probably earned it. I think that we could do a better job honoring the Lord with our mouth, honoring the Lord with our lips, honoring the Lord with the things that we feel inside of us. I think we can do a better job looking up, saying thank you, or looking sideways and saying thank you, which means you don't always have to only look. You could be looking straight at your circumstance, and you can face your circumstance just like David faced Goliath and say, I come at you in the name of the Lord. And you could be a person with praise on your lips. Do you think that the Lord would like that of us, or do you think he would rather have us grumble? I don't know. What do you like it about your kids? Do you like it when they complain at you or when they appreciate you? And you're not a perfect parent, but God is. Let's do a wee bit better job giving thanks upwards and for everything we see sideways. And that's going to be the challenge when we come back. We're going to look at every time frame when we return. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. When I was younger, so much younger.
David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. Now, there's a place where all your Christian programs reside. All the best Christian radio stations live there. Find your local Christian station or look for one farther away that plays the program you like. ChristianRadio.com not only links you to the best Christian radio stations in America, like this one, but also podcasts of great uplifting content designed to grow your faith. Find us now and download the app on either Apple or Android devices. It's the difference maker in your daily walk. ChristianRadio.com.
San Diegans should not go hungry at Thanksgiving. Hi, I'm Donnie D of the San Diego Rescue Mission. For just $2.05, we can set another place at our table and serve a delicious home-cooked Thanksgiving meal to help our most vulnerable. $41 provides 20 meals. Each month, we share God's love and serve almost 45,000 meals to hungry men, women, seniors, and children. Please give today.
Log on now, sdrescue.org, or call 619-819-1888.
From all of us at the San Diego Rescue Mission, happy Thanksgiving and God bless you.
So, what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either. And that is a beautiful thing, too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. Call 844-41-BIBLE.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Fantastic city of San Diego, California. We'll always think of it that way, no matter what takes place. I am going to give you a quick weather report. I'm looking outside right now on the fifth floor of the studio in the office building, and it looks cloudy. I mean cloudy. So it did rain a little bit this morning. Not a ton, just enough to make traffic a little bit irritating. It was really kind of funny because all of the traffic was really, really concerned and slowed way, way down on the 5 because there was a truck over there, a construction truck, cutting a branch down about 90 feet away from the freeway. Everybody wanted to make sure they saw what was going on. Who doesn't appreciate a good tree cutting? Anyhow, going back to the different things, please don't forget if you want to reach the show, davidspoon@kprz.com. Also, please do not forget churchdisappointment.com or hisappointment.com or davidspoon.com where you can get the book. We don't make any money on the book, and I'm hoping it's a blessing for you. We've had many people that have read the book and been blessed by it. We didn't do it as a money-making venture. We did it as just a service of ministry. If you've been through a tough, tough time with the Lord and you're like, I just can't believe I went through this experience. It was bad. Mine was a cultic church. So it was bad, right? And yet the Lord brought me through because the Lord brings us through. Just sometimes we get a little shy or gun shy in that process going, but yet the Lord has given you many gifts and he didn't give you those gifts for nothing. He gave you those gifts so you can bless others with it. You got to keep that in mind because there is a stewardship on the gifts that God has given you. All right, we've been talking about praise and thanksgiving, and you open up the prayer time and you say thanks. And there is a difference between saying thanks and being thankful. Being thankful is that inward disposition that is grateful to God. Saying thanks is the expression of that. You looked at Romans where Paul said, first I thank my God, making it a priority, which I think most people will recognize. If you love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love your neighbor as you love yourself, the first thing on the list is to love the Lord. Well, showing that appreciation, that love, and that you know, that respect for the Lord, that's at the top. You're going to love God, you better let him know. You better share with him. Better talk to him. I don't know anybody that I love that I don't communicate I love, including my animal, let alone my king and my God, right? So come on. When we talked about Malachi, sometimes we get a little bit of a slip of the lip. Looking at things that are, what's the word I'm looking for? That are yet to come about, and there's a great concern that we have about them. And I'm really bad at this. In fact, my wife is so much better than me. She's much better at the one day at a time. And I'm much better at looking 16 months down the road and going, well, we could do it this way, which never happens. I'm just saying. And so we talked about being careful on the slip of the lip and then closed it out looking at Ephesians 5, 18 through 20, talking about being filled with the Spirit, having a heart full of melody, having a joyful heart. I mean, people that sing are people that sing. They got a great heart. You know, I mean, look at a merry heart makes like medicine. It works and it helps people. That's the truth. And scripture in verse Ephesians 5, 20 says, giving thanks always for everything. I love it that people always go, well, that's not everything. Like, okay, you're right. God doesn't know how to spell. It's fantastic. He's not a wordsmith. He invented language, but okay. So giving thanks always, talking about the time frame. And then, so on one hand, when it says giving thanks always, it's talking about the time. For everything, it's talking about what's involved. So just figure out where you want to put always and everything. And that'll work out pretty good. So I was reading in the scripture, this was a while back, I had the pleasure to give some of this material to a great gentleman named Merlin Carruthers. There's a lot of people who know of Merlin. A lot of people think, oh, that guy's super strange. He says, thank you for everything. And I keep thinking, I just don't see how God is offended that Merlin Carruthers in his past, because he's no longer with us, that he would say thank you to God for everything, believing that God was doing great things. I don't see how that's a problem. And I wish I had an attitude like that, because I don't. And so after I read one of his pieces or one of his materials, he's got, you know, some of his books are better than others, just like any author. But he's got one that really talks about, you know, really believing, not using as a magic formula. It's not magic beans, but really being thankful because you trust God, which is like, ooh, there's an idea. And so I came across this portion and thought about some of the things that he had to say. And this was the portion that I came across that really challenged me. Here it is. It's in Revelation chapter 4, verse 8. It's like out of nowhere this comes from, right? This is the dynamic of a life of continual thanksgiving. This is the dynamic of a life of continual thanksgiving. Revelation chapter 4, verse 8. Each of the four living creatures had six wings. They were covered with eyes around and inside. Day and night, they never stop saying, holy, 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 Lord God, the Almighty, who was, who is, and who is coming. Holy, 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 Lord God, the Almighty, who was, who is, and who is coming. Now, I have a question for you, and you're going to have to work this out with me. The scripture that we read in Ephesians 5:20 says, giving thanks always. Now, when is always? Always. Okay, good. Got that. For everything. For how many things? Everything. To God the Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, watch this. Is God the God of your future? Yes or no? Answer the question. Just straightforward. Is God the God of your future? Okay. Got that answered. Is God the God of your present? Your current situation in life. Is God the God? Is he God? Let me ask you this question. Is God the God of your past? Whatever you went through to get you to the point where you said yes to Jesus, was God in control? Was God coordinating? Was God in charge? Was he in charge of the past? Was he in charge of the present? Is he in charge of the future? I mean, he's got a book that he wrote to tell you, I'm in charge. So here is the Lord God, the Almighty, who was and is and who is coming, who is in charge of the past, in charge of the present, in charge of the future. Now I got one for you. You and I are supposed to be thankful always for everything. Get it? In the past, in the present, and in the future. And you think, well, how can that be? Super simple. Do you trust that God was God in your past? Yes or no? Do you trust that God is God now in your present? Do you trust that God will be God in your future? Then you should be thankful. But the things in the past, it was bad. My name's Joseph. I got thrown in a prison. It was terrible. But didn't God use him to save a nation? But Dave, you don't understand. This person hurt me. But did you grow from that and learn that you don't want to be a person that hurts people? But Dave, I'm really bitter. But bitterness is not supposed to be a root inside of you, right? But Dave, you don't understand. I don't know if I can pay my mortgage, right? Is there a trust or a confident factor in God? Did Jesus take what they had, the five loaves and the two fish, and make that adequate for beyond the circumstance? And if not, and God wants to redirect you and you won't get off your keister, maybe God has to force the issue. Do you trust him? Do you believe that tomorrow is going to be better because he's the God of the future and has laid out a hope for you? Is God the God of the past? Yes. Is God the God of the present? Yes. Is God the God of the future? Yes. Then ought we to be thankful for all of that? After all, we trust him, right? That's it right there. Oops, what? No. That's my problem, is I trust him after I get out of something and I get through it. And now I'm looking on the backside of it. And then I go, I trusted him the whole time. How often do you go, yeah, I trusted the Lord for that. But while you were going through it, you were like going, come on, God. Come on, you can do this. Come on. Like, you don't not trust him. You're just like urging him on. Everybody does that. Every believer does that. Oh, no, not the great men and women of God. Boy, you are nutty, aren't you? Of course they do that. Paul did that. You going to tell me the leaders today are wiser than Paul was? David did that. Abraham did that. Everybody does that. We got to have a level of trust that says, God, your dealings with me are perfect. And in every time frame, you are to be praised. Because you have brought me this far and will bring me all the way, and I can rely on you. Did you get out of that last trial? How'd you get out? What'd he do? Are you still thankful, or are you on to the next thing? Well, even in the future, he takes care of you there. We're going to take a short break and come back. And we'll look at the answer to your question. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
In my heart, there are tears. So I come to you, my friend.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Join the new and improved K-Praise fan club.
Subscribe to receive daily devotionals. Be the first to know about crazy price mall deals. Receive exclusive invitations to free movie screenings. Sign up for your chance to win free new books from your favorite authors. And get first bids on contests to win cool stuff like free passes to community events, gift cards to local restaurants, and much more.
Subscribe to become a member today by visiting kprz.com or download the KPRZ mobile app to tap the app and receive new and improved K-Praise Fan Club benefits and exclusive mobile app contests.
It's easy to subscribe too. No need to create a new password with hundreds of special characters, a number, and a capital letter. You can subscribe using your social media profile. It's that easy.
Join the new and improved K-Praise Fan Club.
Learn more by visiting kprz.com or download the KPRZ mobile app to tap the app to receive the new and improved K-Praise Fan Club benefits and exclusive mobile app contests.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. President Trump recently decried the inability of Congress to approve his court nominees. We have some of the most qualified people, he said. They're waiting forever online. It's not fair. More than anyone else, Senator Charles E. Grassley, chair of the Judiciary Committee, methodically frustrates the one offering that establishment D.C. can make to conservatives in the countryside by continuing to defend blue slips. The blue slip is simply the piece of paper that is sent by senators from the home state of every judicial nominee, allowing the senator to approve or veto the nominee. Blue slips would be anathema to our constitutional framers and need to go. It is simply inexplicable that any federal court vacancies could be left unfilled a year after Donald Trump's inauguration. If Senate Republicans don't want the majority, they are doing everything exactly right. If they do like their positions of authority, then burn the blue slips and stay in session until every judicial nominee has a hearing and a vote. I'm Hugh Hewitt.
Vision is the ability to see God's presence in any situation. Hello, I'm Chuck Swindoll. Vision sees God's presence, perceives God's power. Vision focuses on God's plan in spite of any obstacles. When you have vision, it affects your attitude. Your attitude is optimistic rather than pessimistic. Your attitude, in fact, stays positive rather than turns to the negative. So, when a situation comes that cuts your feet out from under you, you don't throw up your arms and panic, and you don't give up. Instead, you say, Lord, this is your moment. This is where you take charge.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. A reminder for those that do not know KPRZ, the app is absolutely free. If you've got an iPhone or if you've got an Android, you can get the KPRZ app for absolutely no cost. That's right. It's not really humor, but it ain't that bad. That's how that works. Also, don't forget KPRZ, the Facebook page, the website. You can go to the Facebook page. KPRZ is on there, giving inspirational, scriptural elements, as well as different events that are taking place. KPRZ, the website, having the different events in the community. Don't forget if you've got a church community that's a major, not something like, you know, we're having ice cream. It's got to be something big that's taking place. We'll be glad to put that up and try and get that taken care for you. And let's see. There was somebody who did call me. I did get a recording on a call. I didn't get the person's name or number, but they did want to know where in Texas. He's going to Texas. Where we were heading in Texas, and I will tell you, we're going on the East Dallas side, kind of close to Lake Hubbard. It's a lake that's like 8 miles long. It just looks so big when you're up there. I mean, when you're looking at maps, it doesn't look as big. But when you're there looking at it, it's like, wow, that goes on forever. Anyhow, we will be going to East Dallas. In regards to what the next steps are for me, I am, like you in many things, waiting for approval from on high. That's what I do, just like you do, trying to make sure that what we're doing is not just the Lord, but doing it right and in every piece, doing it in the right timing. So we have been discussing, though, this attitude of gratitude, being gratefully His, making sure we open up our prayer time with a thanksgiving attitude, not just saying thanks, but being thankful in our heart. Difference between thank you and thankfulness. Thankfulness is on the inside. Thank yous are expressed from that. If you're giving lip service to God and just saying thank you because I'm supposed to praise you, you better know He knows that. I mean, we got to be genuinely thankful. And if you're a person that's like, I don't really know how to be, just ask God to help you. Everything that you are not doesn't mean you're this evil wart that's walking around. It's like, these are the things you come to the Lord and say, I need help here. That's what that relationship's all about. And we also warned about the slip of the lip. Slip of the lip happens whenever we're complaining or whining or looking so far at the next circumstance, we're giving no appreciation for a current circumstance or a past circumstance, which is ironic because we should be looking at future circumstances with the same amount of praise. That's what we talked about last segment. Doesn't matter whether it's the past, present, or future. God is still the God of all time. And in all time in our lives, past, present, and future, he has been active in bringing us towards him. We should be thankful. There's a lot of people that walk around with a lot of bitterness. Guess who's losing there? You are. God is getting nothing from it. Your friends and family, your neighbors, none of your kids, none of your siblings, none of your parents are getting anything from it. If you're walking around in bitterness, you're burning yourself. The only person that's rejoicing in that is Satan. You really want to give him something to be happy about? Is that the goal? Really, kind of silly. So we kind of wind this down, understanding, and I think this is a central theme, and we're going to talk about this tomorrow. We're going to talk about finding the will of God for your life. I'm pretty sure that's tomorrow, but here's a big part of that process or that will. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "Give thanks in every circumstance, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Most of you out there looking for the will of God. What's the will of God? What's the will of God? Well, I promise he will show you, but man, if you're not responding to the basic general will of God, why is he going to show you the specific will? If you can't do the base things, why is he going to give you something really intrinsic and specific for your life? Give thanks in every circumstance, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. You want to know God's will? Giving thanks in every circumstance. There it is. And you think, well, how can I possibly do that? Well, because then you know Romans 8:28. I mean, they do work together. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Now, I read a blog that said, well, that doesn't mean you should be thankful because it hasn't yet become good, and you should wait until it becomes good for you to give thanks. This is what happens when you spend too much time playing video games or watching TV. That's what happens. If something is going to become good, are you not supposed to give God praise as it's in its process? As you are becoming more Christ-like, are you not supposed to be thankful and give God praise while you're going through that process? Is it not through the process that most of your character emerges? So when we know that God causes all things to work together for good, then we know that in that process, he's going to bring it into a certain place. Our expression of thanksgiving expresses a trust or a confidence that God's going to work it, and we're going to be the benefit from it, or we're going to get the benefit from it. So if everything God causes to work together for good to those who love him and those who are called according to his purpose, which that to me is the big key. People say they love him but don't act like it, or don't really believe that, or don't feel there's any purpose to be connected to God except for going on their blessed assurance on Sunday. For those that genuinely believe that God is causing things in your life to work together for good, you can praise him in the beginning, in the middle, and at the end, because you can trust him. And that's what it's all about. You and I trusting God for his goodness. Yes? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You'll hear Marty, then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.